This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Initial filings for unemployment rose slightly in Colorado last week. Here's CPR's Sarah Mulholland.
More than 6,000 people filed new claims for the week ending October 24th. On top of that, more than 2,000 people filed for assistance through a program for gig workers and independent contractors hurt by the pandemic. Regular claims are ticking upward after declining through much of the summer.
COVID cases and hospitalizations are ticking upward in Colorado. Dr. Ivor Douglas specializes in pulmonary intensive care at Denver Health Hospital. He tells Colorado Matters that the current spike is different from the first wave and that hospitals were less busy in May because non-COVID patients stayed away.
We're now in a situation where these patients are being admitted to very, very busy hospitals, and that's really adding tremendous strain, such that I think we're over 70% ICU bed capacity across the region already.
Dr. Douglas says the challenge now is to identify COVID patients versus those with the flu, which could further strain the healthcare system. He urges getting a flu shot. Pueblo residents will be under a curfew from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. starting tomorrow and lasting for 2 weeks. There are exceptions for essential trips like going to work or to a grocery store. The mayor announced the curfew today following a rise in COVID cases in Pueblo County. 56 degrees with a few clouds in Metro Denver. This is CPR News.